and now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, Andrew Kreider is learning to live stream.
Downtown is deserted. You could imagine tumbleweeds blowing down Main Street past the theater's facade. I pull into the truck dock where another vehicle is already parked. It's Derek. We've worked together a couple of times before, and we exchange a happy long-distance high-five through our car windows. We are about to begin a dance which will continue all night. Like kids at a middle school social being cautioned to leave room for Jesus, for the next 3 hours we will maintain a distance of 6 feet from each other at all times. To this end, I enter the building first and turn off the alarm. He follows shortly afterwards carrying two guitar cases, and together, apart, we make our way to the stage. This is a new venture for our theater. 2 nights ago, Derek was supposed to be opening the show for several big-name country stars. But with that gig postponed, he has offered to come play anyway in an empty room, and to stream that concert live on the internet. The air in the theater is cool and dry. There's a faint smell of Lysol everywhere in the building. On stage, that scent mingles oddly with the more familiar smells of paint and wood and dust being warmed up on light fixtures that haven't been turned on for too long. The air is so still. Before we left the building in March, we turned off all the electronic equipment. There are no fans whirring in the attic. I can't remember hearing the room this silent. The live stream starts at 8 o'clock. This gives us 2 hours to get ready. I roll out an area rug in the middle of the apron of the stage and set a stool on it. Facing the stool, we put our video camera looking out into the empty house. Derek will be singing with his back to where the audience normally would be. We leave the stage dark, apart from a pool of light on the stool and rug. In the background, the empty seats keep watch in the shadows. I had expected this to look spooky, but it's actually vaguely reassuring. With the camera rolling, Derek puts on a pair of headphones connected to his laptop. On the other end of the connection is Patrick, his manager, several states away. Patrick listens in on the sound from our end and sizes up the picture feed. He tells us what is needed. More volume from the guitar, please. The vocals need reverb. What's that strange light? It looks like a laser beam is stuck in Derek's head. Can you move those water bottles out of the shot? And so forth. Finally, Patrick is happy. We hook up a big screen TV behind the camera and connect it to Facebook so Derek can see what is going on out on the web. And from there, we have 15 minutes left until we go live. Derek goes to change clothes. He gets a fresh hoodie. This is a country show, not the opera, after all. And then Patrick gives us the countdown. At 8 p.m., we are live. And for the next 65 minutes, Derek plays and sings his heart out. He tells stories, interacts with fan comments he can see on the big TV, and above all, lets his voice soar in the empty room. It's amazing. I'm the only audience member in the room, and yet I know I'm part of a huge, socially distanced crowd. Live, the number of viewers is already impressive, but over the days to come, that figure stretches to many thousands, all of us drawn together by beauty. At just after 9 o'clock, Derek starts his final song, Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. It's a haunting performance. He pauses just before the final notes, then lets out one last feral hallelujah like it's been ripped from his heart. God bless you, he says to the camera, and the show is over. As carefully as we set up, we tear down, still keeping our distance. Derek calls his family, while I disconnect all the wires. Patrick texts to say it looked good on the internet. As we're leaving the stage, I set out the ghost light and plug it in. A dim glow touches the gold paint on the far walls. The room is quiet again. I miss this place. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Andrew Kreider.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now.
Heard there was a secret chord David played and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you?
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE. Like